Baltimore Sun, Trump is a rat for citing problem newspaper itself has documented. By Penny Starr on July 29, 2019. The Baltimore Sun editorial board called the President of the United States a rat in an editorial over the weekend after Donald Trump tweeted about rats and other problems in the city and called out Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, for his lack of leadership in addressing the issues plaguing his constituents. Cummings, chairman of the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee, has repeatedly criticized the president and his immigration policies. And at a press conference at the Capitol last week, Cummings joined the ranks of Democrats who want to impeach Trump. Representative Elijah Cummings has been a brutal bully, shouting and screaming at the great men and women of Border Patrol about conditions at the southern border, when actually his Baltimore district is far worse and more dangerous. His district is considered the worst in the USA, Trump tweeted on Saturday. As proven last week during a congressional tour, the border is clean, efficient and well-run, just very crowded. Cummings' district is a disgusting, rat and rodent-infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place, Trump tweeted. The Baltimore Sun immediately attacked the president in a commentary the newspaper editorial board penned and published the same day Trump tweeted with the headline, "Better to have a few fats than to be one." It's not hard to see what's going on here. The congressman has been a thorn in this president's side. And Mr. Trump sees attacking African American members of Congress as good politics, as it both warms the cockles of the white supremacists who love him and causes so many of the thoughtful people who don't to scream. President Trump badmouths Baltimore in order to make a point that the border camps are clean, efficient and well-run, which, of course, they are not, unless you are fine with all the overcrowding, squalor, cages and deprivation to be found in what the Department of Homeland Security's own Inspector General recently called a ticking time bomb. Then the newspaper claimed it would not sink to name-calling in the Trumpian manner while calling him a rat and adding several other insults, including that the president is incompetent and has no integrity. Finally, while we would not sink to name-calling in the Trumpian manner, or ruefully point out that he failed to spell the congressman's name correctly, it's Cummings, not Cumming, we would tell the most dishonest man to ever occupy the Oval Office, the mocker of war heroes, the gleeful grabber of women's private parts, the serial bankrupter of businesses, the useful idiot of Vladimir Putin and the guy who insisted there are good people among murderous neo-Nazis that he's still not fooling most Americans into believing he is even slightly competent in his current post. Or that he possesses a scintilla of integrity. Better to have some vermin living in your neighborhood than to be one. This scathing editorial does not mention how the Baltimore Sun has repeatedly reported on the city's tremendous rat problem, including almost 1 year earlier than Trump tweeted. That included their own tweet entitled, "Mapping Baltimore's Rat Hot Spots and Show the City Covered with the Vermin." Just this past weekend, the left-wing PBS aired a documentary called Rat Film, which aired for the first time in 2018. Breitbart News reported. The Baltimore Sun reported on February 26, 2018, that the documentary about Baltimore's rodent fight was scheduled to air on PBS that evening. Across walls, fences, and alleys, rats not only expose our boundaries of separation but make homes in them. Rat Film is a feature-length documentary that uses the rat, as well as the humans that love them, live with them, and kill them to explore the history of Baltimore. There's never been a rat problem in Baltimore, it's always been a people problem. Rat Film, a documentary that takes the decades-long fight waged against Baltimore's rat population and uses it as a lens through which to look at how the city has addressed myriad social issues over the decades. And in September last year, the Fox News affiliate in Baltimore reported on the city's mayor, Catherine Pugh, while touring an East Baltimore neighborhood. "What the hell? We should just take all this shit down," Pugh said as she walked past crumbling buildings. "Whoa, you can smell the rats," Pugh said. Flashback, Fox 45 News report in September 2018 with Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh. "Mayor Pugh. What the hell? We should just take all this shit down. Whoa, you can smell the rats." pic.twitter.com/bqhsl2dsx7. Steve Guest, at Steve Guest, July 28, 2019. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.